Weather Hazard today.
Peace in the Middle East. That was the idea behind the trip by President Obama and the speech in Cairo. Most listening to the speech, at least a big chunk of them, under 30 years old. And that's the audience that Obama was trying to reach. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also coming up, the bizarre death of David Carradine in Bangkok. And we'll talk about the mysterious disappearance of Flight 447 Air France. Now that debris found in the Atlantic waters in between Rio de Janeiro and Paris, France, not believed to be anything related to Flight 447. So there's a big question mark there. It is the weekend. That means new movies are out, including Land of the Lost. If you're a fan of Will Ferrell's, you might enjoy this one. Or maybe you remember as a kid seeing Land of the Lost. The problem is, usually when you see the trailers, they give you the funny stuff. We're going to play some of it for you and give you a sneak preview coming up a little bit later in the show. But we start with President Obama and heading off to Cairo, ultimately for a speech where I think he tried to stay in the middle of everything, careful to please, we'll call it, both sides, the Palestinians and the Israelis. A dangerous place to be because I think the feelings are just too hard. There's thousands of years of history and hatred between many of the people trying to coexist in the region and those who want nothing to do with coexisting. But you got to give them an A-plus for at least trying, I think, in some sense, even though I believe that he missed the mark a little bit in the speech on a couple of fronts. And one of them, just not addressing Iran at all. And again, this was intended to not trip the switch and trigger some reaction from the Muslim world that he didn't want. I think the trip was also to say, hey, we're the United States, we're your friends, we want everybody to be friends, and we definitely will protect our people and stand up for what we believe in, but we believe that we can all coexist, and especially when it comes to the negative portrayals of Muslims, that is similar to the negative portrayal of Americans. But I'll let you hear it in his words. Here's the opening remarks, just the first thing that he said when he began the speech.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect. And I consider it part of my responsibility as President of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they appear. Just as Muslims do not fit a crude stereotype, America is not the crude stereotype of a self-interested empire.
All right, so that's the first part of it. We're going to hear a little bit more of it, too, as we move along here. But let's take Mark listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi. Nice filibuster from Don before. Oh, Maron. He kept going.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, Maron. That's an Italian saying a lot of people don't know, but that's the longest I've ever let Don on. He feels jealous because you get too much time. But go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I've been reading some issues of National Review, and there's this organization called FLAME, Facts and Logic About the Middle East. And I want to bring that in because I don't know what a Palestinian is. My point is what our Jewish friend up there, Sam, seems to, and I agree with him, we're not going to see peace in the Middle East. I don't want this to be a rambling phone call, but I talked to a friend of mine who's Jewish, and he explained something to me. A lot of Jewish folks in America and around the world, but mostly here in America, they don't believe in Israel themselves because they don't believe that the Messiah has come yet. They'll have
right.
a homeland to themselves when the Messiah comes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another aspect of this whole thing that somehow this our Messiah, Mr. Barack Obama, going over there making these claims that he's somehow there's going to be peace. He's extending an olive branch. I'll give him that much. What's he going to get in return? Are we going to be stopped being called the Great Satan and the Little Satan? Will the Pakistanis and the Taliban and all these other Muslims around the world come to view us in a new light? I mean, he had to send 3,000 Secret Service men over there to oversee security for his visit. He's going around the world. I don't know. They shut down half of New York City. And I understand about security procedures, what little I do. The man has to be protected. Is anything going to show from his visits? I mean, what is he going to get slapped back? Are the Iranians going to do? They don't have a power grid to usher the electricity from the nuclear power plants to their cities. They don't have a power grid. So is it really for nuclear electricity or is it for it to make a bomb?
Mm-hmm.
They go in front of the UN. They make all these comments about wiping another country off the face of the earth. My point is, you say, where are you going with this? Well, look, there's more to this issue than what just meets the eye. The American people need to do their research. You know, Palestinians are treated like dirt in other Arab countries.
Right.
According to the Balfour Agreement, and Sam, you can probably say, oh, this is the case of one guy who doesn't have a lot of information, which may be a dangerous thing. But the Balfour Agreement created Israel, and the day it was created, 47, the Arabs attacked them. I mean, and they've been attacked in 67, the hatred is unbounding, and they're basically brothers, the Arabs and the Jews. That's the scariest thing. It's like an Irish Catholic and an Irish Protestant. Put them in the room. You can't tell the difference by looking at them, but the ideology, the religious ideology is so fomented, so hateful over there. You wonder, will there ever be any peace in there? You know, and Israel itself was created with help from Russia, with a UN security arrangement, with help from Russia. It wasn't created as a democratic state. Am I right, Sam? It was created as a socialist state. The kibbutz over there, I believe, is when they all work together in a communal area.
That's
so
right.
My point is, America, you need to do some research. You can't look at it at just face value. Hopefully the guy can do some good over there, but if he's going to just apologize, for what, you know, we've done, and what about all the people, the Muslims that have been liberated? We did it in Kosovo. We killed Catholics to help Muslims.
That's
we never
right.
seem to get any credit for that. And who brought down the World Trade Centers? Was it 15 Saudis that were the Wahhabis? Or we've been lied to all this time.
Right.
You know, Obama, you said you're going to have the most transparent administration. Then tell us the truth. Tell us all the truth. Lay it on the line and see where it gets you. But and then I'm just upset that he denied his Muslim roots all through the campaign, and we talked about this last night. And now he's coming out saying he was a Muslim. Not a bad thing, but don't say you're something now you're not, because then it just makes you think, you know, the guy has no credibility, and you know how I really feel about him and his wife, but we'll see if anything good comes from it. Oh, really quick, I was going to say this first, and God bless all the veterans, alive and dead, including my uncle who's still alive, who served in World War II, on Omaha Beach and Utah Beach, during June 6th, 1944, which was D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
I know you give me a lot of time on the radio. I do believe we have the greatest country in the world. I love UK. I love this country. And on Saturday, I'm going to pay my respects to those veterans. I know it's going to be a beautiful sunny day here in New York. I'm going to go for a bicycle ride, do some exercise, and I'm going to appreciate the most beautiful country in the world that we have. And it was worth fighting for. And them guys did not die in vain. And God bless everybody. I'll see you, Kate.
All right, Mark, and well said, because it's what I say all the time. Remember, we still live in the greatest place on the face of the earth, and that would be the United States, and there have been a lot of souls that have been lost fighting for that right. So we do have something to protect, and it's interesting. That was something that was mentioned briefly in the remarks by Barack Obama. You can sound off on that at 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, including that mysterious Air France flight. That's next on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Tell your friends about the show. Spread the word. We're talking about everything. And if you have ADD, then you really like this show because we talk about everything that's going on, including this. This story broke in the beginning of the week. Sad story about that disappearing flight, the Air France 447. Now, what's strange is the Air Force, the Brazilian Air Force anyway, is saying all that debris that we were talking about was picked up Thursday, but they don't think it's from that flight. They're verifying that it was instead a pallet, a wooden pallet for one, that wasn't on that plane, and that the oil slicks that were seen from the plane, the quantity of the oil didn't it exceeded what would have come from the plane, so it couldn't have been 447. They recovered two debris fields, I guess, and had identified wreckage, including an airplane seat and an orange float, as coming from 447. But now they're saying that none of the debris recovered is from the missing plane, so it's very, very confusing. And you may not find this black box. You might not find this plane. The bottom line is it's missing, gone, and investigators haven't even determined yet what caused the plane to crash. The flight recorders haven't been recovered. The plane's crew didn't send any messages indicating problems before the plane just vanished into thin air. There was one pilot who said he saw an intense flash in the area where the flight came down off the coast of Brazil, while a Brazilian minister appeared to rule out a midair collision, or not collision, explosion of any kind. So now the latest thing is, in France, they're suggesting the pilots were flying at the wrong speed for the thunderstorms that were around them. They flew into early on Monday before the systems failed. Le Monde, which is the big newspaper there, is saying that the Airbus was sending a warning to operators of jets with some new advice as to flying into storms. So now you got all these ships in the debris sites in the Atlantic, in that one area. And then you have the Brazilian defense minister saying that that 12-mile oil slick near where the plane went down indicated it probably didn't break up until it hit the water. So if that's true, that, of course, by logic, right, I don't know much about crash sites, but that would rule out an in-flight explosion as the cause of the crash of 447. So it gets stranger and stranger every day. Somebody else said it's just a strong, intense flash of white light and a trajectory which broke up in 6 seconds. That's crazy. The Airbus went down about 3 hours after beginning what would have been, I guess, an 11-hour flight. No survivors have been found. They've had memorial services both in Rio and in France as well. Then there was this strange deal where Air France got a bomb threat on May 27th for a flight from Buenos Aires, Argentina to Paris. And, you know, that kind of raised the hackles of a few people. You know, ultimately, it's not believed that's what it is, but very, very strange. Investigators have said that the plane definitely flew, they believe, through a severe lightning storm, and foul play has not been ruled out, though. I mentioned the bomb threat, so it has not, with something completely different, but it has not been ruled out. That's the thing. Hasn't been ruled out. So we've got conflicting reports as to what happened with this Air France jet, and also the missing pieces, the debris from this plane. And the more that the time and the clock keeps going and rolling forward, the less of a chance of any other clues, because you're not going to get that black box ultimately, and that's the thing, right? All right, I said we jump around here. I think it was, after talking to that pilot earlier in the week and another pilot, I think it was an electrical thing. I think something did happen in the plane, and ultimately that explanation works for me, because the analogy, I've said this now a couple of times, that he made in the power steering going out, that would explain all of a sudden poof. And I think it was something that happened quickly, but the black box would certainly help that. If you have your own theories, you can throw them out. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, I'm going to rule this one out. I got one from Liv, who sent it to AmericaTonight.net, and suggested it was similar to what happened on the television series Lost. And I'm going to say, no, I'm ruling that out, okay? I don't think there was a flash, an intentional plane crash, put them on an island somewhere, the survivors. We can barely survive, I think, in some cases, what happens on our highways in the U.S., because people, either they're driving too slow, they're putting on makeup, they're on the cell phone, they're texting. We've talked about all these things that have happened in cars lately, and we've seen some of the statistics, too, and I think the worst thing is the texting. It's ridiculous. And the phones, I mean, people, if there's not a cell phone ban or hands-free, you see people on cell phones. That's all there is to it. And if they get lost in the conversation, they just might lose you in the traffic, and you end up in some kind of an accident. So here's the deal. It's not about all those things. It's more about the speed and the need for speed that a lot of us have. What's happened in two states is this freeway speed camera. Maryland's governor, Martin O'Malley, signed a law a couple of weeks ago. Senate Bill 277 specifically is what it is. And it allows the use of speed cameras in highway work zones and within also a half-mile radius of schools, so they can be placed on freeways if they have those conditions, and sometimes they do. Maryland is the second state behind Arizona to use freeway speed cameras. There were a couple of others that thought about it, like Hawaii piloted a program, but then they dropped it. In San Jose, same thing. In Southern Florida, same thing. Because that was found to be operating outside of state law. And there are others discussing the possibility of doing this. Now, in Arizona, it came to pass because Arizona's former governor, Janet Napolitano, predicted that the freeway camera system would probably generate like $90 million for the state. And then $34 million for the private company that it runs. Well, that's not too bad if you're the private company, right? But the total profit has been more like $25 million a year. So that means that speed camera detractors say it's a device. If it's only a device to make money, that's wrong. And I would agree. Because then that's the technology that you could say helps out Big Brother. So if you have, like they do in Arizona, I guess they've got 70 or so freeway cameras, and they're looking at much more than that, in putting in more than that, like 200 cameras. What ultimately do the insurance folks say when you talk about highway accidents and what causes it and all that sort of stuff? And apparently the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety is saying outside of freeways, speed cameras are used in 48 communities nationwide, not freeway stuff, others. So is it successful, though? If speeding is a major problem on the roads, and if it contributes to one-third of all crash deaths, does it make people slow down? Do they think about it automatically? Well, that's a good question, right? 6 months after they did the speed cameras on the residential streets and in the school zones in Montgomery County in Maryland, the proportion of drivers, I guess, exceeding speed limits by more than 10 miles an hour declined by 70%. And you know what the reason why is, because they don't want to get a ticket. And if you don't know, you know there's cameras all over the place, then you know that there's a great chance you're going to get a ticket. It's like the cameras at the stoplights. Because once they flash, if you've gone through, you're going to get that ticket in the mail. But boy, I hate the idea of it. I hate the idea of yet more ways to spy, I guess. It feels like spying to me. I think this could be the wave of the future, though. I think there could be a nationwide rollout. How do you feel about that, America? Do you like the idea of having highway cameras? Does it make you feel safer? And speed be damned? What do you think? There are some states that have failed, Ohio, Montana, Mississippi. They didn't get the speed cameras. They were trying to get them on the ballots. They didn't. But there are a lot of states that are talking about it. They think it's a great way, one, to get revenues into the coffers, and two, to nail people who are speeding, like the people who go 100 miles an hour and you don't catch them. 800-259-5791.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
How would you feel about being bagged by a speeding camera on the highways? You think it makes you feel safer, though, if others are caught? Have you ever been driving later at night and somebody's going 100 miles an hour, and if you just had turned the wheel and gone into another lane, you'd be dead right now? Ooh, I've seen that a ton, I hate to say. In Arizona, I just mentioned this, they collected almost $25 million in profit, somewhere in the net neighborhood anyway. And the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety says, guess what? The cameras reduce speeding. What do you think? Is it too big brotherish, though? Do we want more cameras catching us doing whatever on the highways and byways in America? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Matt, what do you think?
I'm definitely against speeding cameras.
I am too.
Mainly because I've become really efficient at spotting the cop cars and slowing down when they're around and then speeding the rest of the way.
But when you say speeding, you're not going 100 miles an hour.
Well, that's a little ridiculous. I mean,
of course.
I've hit like 85, 90 recently.
But
come
Matt,
on. You got to get going.
You're an offender. Oh, that's brutal. I think that most people go at least 10 miles over the speed limit. You know, then there's the fools that go in the fast lane and they go slow, and that causes accidents.
Yeah, that's why you got to pass them in the slow lane.
That's right.
You got to weave around.
Get out of my way. Beep, beep, get out of my way.
You got to put all that NASCAR and IndyCar racing knowledge to use right there.
Yeah, I'm like you, though. I'm good at spotting the cops. You know, the few tickets that I've gotten in my life, have been stupid things, like not like a California stop, and it was in my own neighborhood, or last time when I didn't get a ticket, I did a U-turn, an illegal U-turn, where no one was around me. It was like so early in the morning, and he pulled me over, then started having a conversation with me and said, I'm just going to say, forget about it. It's just a warning. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Because now anymore, Matt, when you're stopped, the tickets are not little chunky tickets like, oh, yeah, that's $50 or $75. No, they're like $200+.
Yeah, it's getting expensive. The last two times I've been pulled over, I haven't gotten a ticket. But it's basically because I knew they didn't have me on the radar gun, and they wait for you to admit that you're speeding, so then they can write it down that you already admitted guilt. So I always tell them, you know, I have no idea how fast I was going, and, you know, they just go their little rhetoric and give me a warning, because I clearly was speeding, but they didn't catch me, so on
that's
the gun.
Funny.
So I get out of it. Now I just have problems with parking tickets.
Oh, parking tickets. So you're parking in the no parking zones and thinking it's okay, or it's expiring at a meter?
Yeah, it's mostly expiring in a meter when I'm down around the University of Minnesota, because those places, they're just notorious for just, they're like, you know, parking lot Nazis down there.
Yeah, because that's the way they can make money.
Right. And
so
then I forget to
you.
Pay them, and then they go up even more.
Oh, that's not good. And see, here's the thing, because if you're going to park around the campus, you have to pay them ultimately, or they're going to try to go after you. But it's around universities, almost anywhere, they're all that way pretty much, because they're patrolling round and round and round, even if it's a big chunk of property, and that's where they get you. They mark the tires, or obviously go around and look at the parking meters, and that's happened to me too.
The last parking ticket I got, I missed, it was a 3-minute window between when the meter expired and when I went out to go get to refill the meter, and they had already given me a ticket.
Boy, that is really eagle-eyeing that thing,
then.
That's
brutal, man.
Oh, that is brutal. Yeah, 3 minutes. Oh, the worst.
So that's why I
got to
get out of the speeding tickets and even it out.
Exactly. So Matt and I both agree, speeding cameras, thumbs down on U.S. highways. I told you how the individual states are making money, like Arizona, and that they're also saying, look, we're catching speeders and we're reducing the speed because people know that they're out there and they don't want to get the tickets. Isn't it the worst thing when you get the ticket in the mail? It's like those cameras at the stoplights. You just all of a sudden a ticket appears in the mailbox and you don't even remember what? What was I doing? And I guess they, you know, if they're catching somebody, if you're going 100 miles an hour and they've got that on the tape, boy, that they would have to vary as what the ticket is. But I wonder what kind of a ticket that would be. It would have to be a pretty heavy ticket, I would say. And you know what I've seen lately, too? And probably almost anywhere that you're listening to me, I don't care if it's a small area or a big area or what, but probably you're noticing, I think I've mentioned this before, more of those click it or ticket signs. Since the state revenues are down so low and there are police departments that are rather thin because they've had to lay people off, it is a way to get more money, is to get more revenue in, because the tax base is down so low. We told you the story, I think, at the end of last week, the beginning of this week, about the Toledo people buying guns. Like, there's like no guns in Toledo, seriously, because the police force is so watered down, or thinned, if you will. Losing almost 300 cops makes people a little bit concerned. How fast can these cops where they don't have that much backup, how quickly can they get to an emergency situation, which would mean that people who want to rip you off would be aware of the time, the arrival times, and there would be a way to finagle around that. And that scared enough people that they thought, well, I better have a gun just in case something happens. I might have to sleep with a gun under my bed, under my pillow, whatever. I'm going to have to do it. Speaking of that, sleeping with one eye open, if you will, the social networking has now led to some interesting lawsuits. And the reason I say sleeping with one eye open is because you've got this EMT who's been charged with posting a photo of a corpse on Facebook. The guy's 59 years old. His name is Mark Musarella. And the charges are misdemeanor official misconduct. What happened was a woman was found strangled with a hairdryer cord on Staten Island. Lovely. And he went, he was obviously responded, and he posted the picture. He forgot the photo was on his camera phone. That's nice. So he had this photo on his camera phone. He forgot it was there when he uploaded pictures, and it went onto his Facebook. And so there it is on Facebook for everybody to see. So you can imagine how the family would react to that, and it's not a surprise that they went after him. Dave is listening to us in Arizona. Funny, we were just talking about Arizona and the speeding cameras. Hey, Dave, you're in Arizona. What's your take on the speeding cameras? Is it a good thing? Are people slowing down?
No, it's stupid.
Oh, I mean, good. I'm glad you agree.
The thing is, I can give you a pretty good heads up on it because I pretty much live in the belly of the beast here. It's all over the 101 and the 10, and basically the standing photo radar, it's just kind of dumb because it's in the same location. So you know where the radar spots are, so you can pick and choose where you drive, where you speed, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's what people are doing. They've already figured it out, so you just slow down in the area. Now it's all marked, clearly marked, or in your head you know where it is, and you just don't do it.
Well, they also have, I don't know if you're aware of this, they also have the radar vans. So what they can do is they can intermittently put radar vans in between also.
Mm.
So, but most of the people in Arizona are well armed with radar detectors. You know,
of course, because of the police there for sure. But somebody's getting nailed because if they're getting 20 million to 25 million in revenue, they're getting the newbies maybe or people who just aren't paying attention.
Supposedly, I mean, it got voted out, like on the 101 on the west side, it was voted out. So they're supposedly going to get rid of some of these things, but they haven't yet.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, I think. I mean, you know, come on, give me a break here. Do we have to have cameras everywhere looking at us at every spot? You know, I can see where you could hear the argument on the other side, and it sounds like, well, listen, if people are slowing down, isn't that a good thing? Because why should people be speeding? That's breaking the law. But I don't like it. I agree with you. I don't like it.
I mean, it actually, I think it causes accidents because what happens is that people, they change their driving style so drastically when they come to these cameras that they slow down to the point where it actually impedes traffic, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely. Hey, Dave, thanks for your opinion. I'm glad you found us. Appreciate the call, man.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Are you heard what Dave said? There he is. As he described it himself, he's in the belly of the beast as far as the cameras are concerned, and he knows where they are, knows when to slow down and all that other sort of stuff, and they're actually ripping some of them out, which would be on the 101, as he mentioned. I don't know if this would be wildly popular with too many people, unless, well, except for that, when you are figuring out ways around the recession and tax bases, this conversation comes up. And if you start to talk to the people in Arizona, you find out the money that they've gotten, you're going to find that more states are going to think about doing the same. Imagine if they did that in California. I was just thinking about that. San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, up and down the central coast of California. It could be a pretty big nugget for that state, which is rapidly running out of money. By this time next week, they're going to be stone cold broke, I'm sure, the way Schwarzenegger is talking. But they don't have those cameras right now anyway. In San Jose, as I said, that didn't float. It looked like it was going to, but it didn't. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts on that or anything else, certainly you can chime in, and I'll finish up on the EMT as well. What was this guy thinking, taking the picture and then loading it onto Facebook? Duh.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you to catch you speeding on those highways across America. Fair or foul, what do you say? 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with you, hoping that you have an exciting weekend planned, or at least you have a day to chill, right? Because we're at the home stretch. The finish line is clear. We can see it, and that's the key. Anthony is listening to us in Connecticut. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Just good, real good, thank you.
What do you think? Do you think it's fair or foul?
Well, first of all, you guys sound like Bonnie and Clyde. This guy's doing 85 miles an hour, one of your commentators. That's ridiculous. If speeding's going to kill somebody and you could deter it at some point,
yeah,
so be it. I mean, I don't understand your defense on that. Because
to me, I don't want any more cameras or interference in my life.
What are you doing wrong? I mean, you're not doing anything wrong.
Well, I'm not doing 85 or 100. Trust me,
right,
brother.
I'm
as law-abiding as you can get. My mistakes with the vehicles are usually stupid things, like I said before, the U-turn thing or whatever. But I think there's too much. There's something about it electronically getting you. I can see from the lawyer's point of view some of the problems, too, of the interpretation of what you did on the highways. And the idea of more technology with more cameras, I just don't like it. But that's what I said. That was the other side of it. Look, they said that they're seeing less people speeding, is particularly in the one area in Maryland. A 70% drop is pretty significant. So, you know, it is pretty persuasive. You're right.
But meanwhile, you got guys in these, what they call them, rice burners, these motorcycles.
Yeah, that's bad.
They're dangerous. They shouldn't even be on the road, period. And if this is going to stop guys like that, well, so be it. But the drivers today are just, when I say today, it seems that these guys zigzag. They do this, they do that. And speeding kills, and it's just the way it is. Unfortunately, people don't adhere to the law.
Mm-hmm.
People on cell phones, text. I never heard of such a thing, putting makeup on.
I agree.
And men as well. Guys are on the phone talking. It's a terrible state of driving conditions.
I agree with that. I think it's terrible that what people do. Well, I said that before, but the texting especially is ridiculous. I've seen people read papers. I've seen so many distractions. I grew up in the East, and it seemed to me, and maybe it's because more people commute, and I used to commute into New York, but even on the BQE, when I would go into the city, I would see, as you mentioned, the motorcycle guys, I would see that, and I was shocked how they were doing that. Like, are you kidding me? Because there was a lot of cops around then, and they would usually try to, you know, usually nail them. But since I've lived in the West, I've seen outrageous things happen on the highway. And I mentioned that, where you see people going 100 miles an hour and cutting across in lanes. And that is outrageous that people drive that way with no concern whatsoever for anybody else on the highway. But I still don't like, Anthony, the idea, you know, and maybe that's that part of me of not wanting the technology, because I can see the other side of that. I can see somebody that's just a little bit over the speed limit getting dragged into court, and the ridiculousness of that, of getting those tickets in the mail, versus the idiot that was almost killed everyone on the highway.
Yeah,
I've been
involved in that. I got a ticket for going through a red light. I'm in the East, and mm-hmm. I went through the light. I probably did, and I didn't like the idea. I got the ticket, I paid. The stick was recorded on a camera. I was going from Greenwich, Connecticut into Manhattan, which I drive every day.
Right.
And through the years, I've seen the deterioration of driving. And, mm-hmm. and it seems as you're going to a lower-class neighborhood, these kids got these big mufflers on,
mm-hmm.
and they want to hear those mufflers roar, and they just zigzag in and out of traffic. It's really terrible. Really, I'm sure they've done it. You know, when I was a kid, I don't know what I did, what I didn't do. It seems, you know, as you get older, you become more aware rather than cranky of what's going on. You're aware of what's going on. And it's, driving at high speeds kills. There's no other way, no substitute. There's no excuse for it. And you see police cars sometimes trying to catch a villain, whatever he's doing. He's speeding down a road. And he, too, is guilty. You cannot speed in a car. There's too many cars on the road. And that's
uh-huh.
That's all there is to it. And,
I agree with that. I agree that people shouldn't be doing that. And I agree with your example of, I don't agree with the cameras, but I agree with the speeding thing. The example of the police, that's happening in Jersey right now with that state trooper who killed the two girls, and he was speeding, if you remember.
Yeah, no, they speed. I mean, I have it over here in Greenwich, Connecticut, a peaceful town, supposedly, a lot of people, they're all human. The guy's speeding. You wonder, where can they possibly be going at that rate of speed? And how much time do they really save? And they can kill somebody else knowing that. I mean, we're talking about speeding now. It's not a paramount thing in my mind every day.
Right.
But unfortunately, a car should go on a highway. People don't keep their distance. 50, 55, that's it. And sometimes I exceed that. You got a new car. It's very easy.
Right.
You exceed the speed limit.
Right.
But that's what a car is. You want to take a jet, you take a jet. And you want to take a train. Take a train. Everything goes at a certain pace, and it's hopefully it remains in the confines of safety. And how many deaths every day? Speeding, kids, young kids, hitting a tree, doing this, so on and so forth. They become daredevils, and most of them are distracted. The cell phone is a big distraction. I use the cell phone in the car too. I got the Bluetooth now; seems a little better. So
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it as well, you know. And,
yeah, see, it's funny because it's like you're saying, you're talking about it and you're saying that you do it. And I know this from driving into Manhattan, and obviously you do too. It's hands-free. That's why you have the Bluetooth. But does the Bluetooth really, how much more does that help? Isn't, aren't you still somewhat distracted? Aren't people still somewhat distracted on these roads?
You're completely correct about that. The Bluetooth, it's good to hear a call coming in, or it's safe, I should say. But if you have to make a call, you're still distracted. I do it myself. That what they should do, this stutter about all the nonsense, it should be, I had it in one of my cars. It was in the dash, but I had a Mercedes. You could talk, you know, in and out without even using your hands. And that's why it should be mandatory in a car, rather than put down a sunroof or leather. These are safety things. This is the time of life we're in. And talking on a telephone should be done totally automatic in a car, because that definitely is a distraction.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Absolutely. That should be something they should look into for sure. Anthony, good caller. Thanks. We appreciate you finding us on the dial.
All right. Take care. Have a good evening.
You too. 800-259-5791. So Anthony disagreeing with Dave and with myself and with young crazy Matt, who was recklessly speeding around Minneapolis. But
can I defend myself for a minute here?
Yes. Yes, Mr. 85 miles, 90 miles an hour.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. The German Autobahn has, you know, no speed limit, and typically drivers go about like 80, 85 miles an hour, and they don't have a high accident or death rate. You know, it's one of the safer highways in all the world. And all I'm saying is, like, if you have an open lane to go 85, something like that, and you're in the fast lane and you're moving ahead of the slower traffic, what's the harm in that?
Well, the difference, of course, because I've been on the German Autobahn, is that you have less people. There still can be traffic there, but you do have less people than in some of our crowded cities. And the distractions, I agree that there should be fast lane, absolutely, and there is. And the problem, of course, is that you get people that go in the fast lane that are driving sometimes below the speed limit, and that causes, I've talked to state troopers about this, that causes sometimes more accidents, people going slower than people going fast.
Exactly.
So
that's why everyone needs to speed up, because these speed limits of like 65, 70 miles an hour, people go way faster than that, and that's the flow of traffic. You should go with the flow of traffic.
Yeah, I think you have to go with the flow of traffic, because then that's where you can get into trouble. And there was something that Anthony said that was so dead on that I thought about, because where I'm living, this is such a pathetically awful problem, and I think it's in other places too. You don't have any space between cars at all. It's like they're right on you, and that's, you see a ton of accidents that way because of the distractions and whatever else. If you have to stop and step on the brake, the person is so tailgating you no matter what you're doing.
See, that's why whenever somebody comes up from behind me and they're going faster than I am, I always move over to the slow lane
so
and let them pass.
Yeah,
that's
why
too. You avoid accidents.
Yeah, I do the same thing. If somebody's on my tail, it doesn't matter what I'm going, I absolutely move over, because I've seen too many accidents that way. Hey, you can always send us your thoughts on it at americatonight.net. And remember, despite all the things we've said in this show, we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and you can grab that brass ring anytime you want.